Muller High School's president is thrown in jail over the weekend.
Days from Ohio's primary and months from the general election, artificial intelligence and election security is top of mind.
And major changes on the way for the Bengals. Mixon and Higgins could both be shown the door. 5 on 5 and 5, Meggie.
Should you keep that? That's so funny.
Oh, it's a Tuesday, y'all. It's Megan and Steven here with you on the podcast. Megan, good morning to you.
You know, hey, Steven, how are you?
You know what? I'm calling you Meggie now, so there's that.
Well, I was like, and what's the thing where you mixed Kelly and I's name on the other end, and it would be Kellen, who's one of our other colleagues.
So that'll happen next week, probably. Yeah. We'll look forward to that. So, yeah. So another Tuesday for you here on the podcast, and another fantastic day ahead of us. It started really cold yesterday morning, but then it warmed up to be a fantastic day, and today's going to be even better.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like we're all silly because there's nothing to worry about outside. It's looking great. It's feeling like nice spring, and it's going to be like that for a couple days.
It will be. So mid to upper 60s for today and tomorrow, staying warm Thursday and Friday, but there's a but with both of those days. Those come with scattered rain and a chance of storm. This weekend, a little bit cooler, but it's what we typically see this time of year with temperatures in the upper 50s for, as meteorologist Randy Rico puts it, all the St. Patrick's Day debauchery. That's Sunday for those of you who celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, good old debauchery for your St. Patrick's Day. And then we officially start spring a week from today.
A week from today. No. Wait, maybe, but a week from today is the primary.
Yes, and we will touch more on that when we get into the
headlines. Are they on the same day? It might be the day after for spring.
We got a lot of questions I need answering in this moment that we'll get answered for you by the time this is all said and done.
Oh, of course.
All right, let's jump into the headlines. First up, we are going to Muller High School, where their president, and he is in quite a bit of trouble.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He was booked and charged in Davidson County jail over the weekend in Nashville after he was arrested there. His name is Marshall Heisdew, and the school tells us that he's been placed on administrative leave by the Archdiocese of Cincinnati effective immediately. So here's what we know. Saturday, Heisdew was charged with disorderly conduct, criminal trespassing, and public intoxication. According to court records, security said that Heisdew went into a bar and followed women around and made them feel uncomfortable. He's accused of then leaving and then returning to the bar 6 times, even changing his clothes so that security wouldn't recognize him. Eventually, he was arrested, and the Archdiocese did release a statement on this, saying in part, Marshall has been placed on administrative leave by the Archdiocese of Cincinnati effective immediately. Muller administration is working with the Pastoral Center of the Archdiocese and the Muller Board concerning next steps here. Now, Heisdew was in jail for only 7 hours before he did bond out. Each charge coming with a $500 bond. He is going to appear in court for the first time on April 5th.
Yes, we'll watch the fallout from that in the near future as his fate is decided both in the courts and with that school system. Next up, Megan mentioned it a couple moments ago, we are a week out from Ohio's primary election, and this is the last full week for you to get in an early vote if you don't want to mess with the election day, but it is important to stay prepared and keep an eye out for these growing threats online. We're talking about the advancement of artificial intelligence. That means more content meant to sway voters, and some of it could be fake and just flat-out lies. Our Daniel Dindak spoke with a cybersecurity expert about how artificial intelligence can influence an election. He says it can be generated quickly and spread rapidly.
If you think there aren't going to be bad actors who are going to use these tools, especially as we get closer and closer to Election Day, to try to, you know, tip things in their favor, whether it's the presidential race or some congressional race or, again, even in some sort of local council race or something, you'd be crazy to think that's not going to happen.
I'm paraphrasing the phrase, but a lie goes around the world 19 times before the truth walks out the door. So this is definitely
wow,
in
Steven,
that
vein. Never heard that one.
But it's so true, though.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Especially in our business, we've seen things just go out there and it's viral in an instant before the person can get out there and put an end to it or deny whatever's happening out there. So Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, said it's going to crack down on deepfakes and AI content. A specific way, it will require advertisers to disclose when they use AI to create or alter political ads in certain cases. Now, what can you do to be aware of AI and that it's a real thing? Just be skeptical and be sure to fact check with a reputable source. Our third story is a sad one. A Rumpke driver was shot and killed in East Lawn.
This is really tough. I mean, the investigation started yesterday morning when police say Someone reported an unresponsive person inside of a vehicle on East Lawn Drive. Officers found 30-year-old Angel Flores shot and killed inside. Now, the only vehicle on scene was a Rumpke truck. We reached out to Rumpke, and it did confirm the investigation involves one of its residential drivers. Police are now asking anyone with information to contact the homicide unit or Crime Stoppers. This is one we're going to be following up with here on WLWT as the weeks go on.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with no suspects and nobody really seeing anything and him just being found in that truck. Very sad. Next up, UC deadline. This is for all the parents out there, high school seniors out there who are lucky enough to get some scholarship money but are kind of in a limbo because of the issues with FAFSA. So the relief is the University of Cincinnati and others are the latest to announce they are extending their deadlines for admitted students. Traditionally, national deadline day to make that college decision has been May 1st, but in light of the processing delays to the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, UC is pushing its decision deadline to June 1st. All public Ohio universities have extended their confirmation deadline to June 1st. Now, except for Ohio State, theirs is right now on May 15th. So a little extra time to dole out where your money's coming from, who's giving you the most, and then make that life-altering decision of where you're going to go to college. No pressure, right?
No pressure. And I hope Ohio State at least brings it to June 1st so that you have this equal playing field among the schools, but I'm getting off on a tangent, so I digress.
We could go on a long tangent. But back to that life altering. How many schools did you apply to?
Four.
Did you get in all of them?
You know what? Well, I was doing lacrosse, so I had very specific places that I was.
So what broke the tie for you to go to Emerson?
I always knew I was going to go there, unless I didn't get in, but being that I was going for lacrosse, although it was D3, so there wasn't scholarship money awarded, but it was still the pull of the athletics department.
Absolutely. No, it's a big
deal. What about you, Steven?
Applied to one school, got in a week later, ended my senior year in mid-September, as far as effort.
Half a month into, 1 month into the...
I sent my application to Ball State in mid-August, maybe right before the school started sometime.
But you had been obsessed with the school for a while, right?
I took a field trip in junior high for their journalism day, and I was like, clearly I'm coming here to learn how to be a journalist.
So that
was that.
Crazy.
So trip. Shout out to Ball State for convincing a junior high kid to come to school 6.5 years late.
They did their job.
They did. All right, our final story. We got to talk about the Bengals. A lot of changes will be happening. First up, Joe Mixon. He's going to be released. At least that's what all reports say. That's what the tea leaves are saying. He's been a constant in Cincinnati's backfield for years, but the Bengals will likely release him before a $3 million roster bonus goes official. He was on the second year of a restructured contract, so by releasing him now, the Bengals will save a good amount of money in cap space, about $6 million. The Bengals are signing running back Zach Moss, who is most recently with the Colts, who will be his replacement. So a big piece of the puzzle gone, but not a surprise there. The big surprise, though, T. Higgins wanting out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. Just a few weeks after the Bengals placed that franchise tag on him, we reported on this, the 25-year-old is looking to test the waters with the lack of kind of a long-term deal here in Cincinnati. And based on what we've been hearing, some chatters from Higgins' camp, lack of communication has fueled this trade request. So it's interesting. I kind of thought a little bit about what you said during the show, Stephen, about maybe some money from this Mixon thing going to potentially Jamar Chase and keeping the LSU boys together. We'll see.
Yes, we shall see. The franchise tag meant that they could negotiate the long-term deal, but if people aren't talking to each other, you can't negotiate a deal. So I'm sure there are plenty of suitors out there who will call the Bengals and say, hey, we'll give you X amount of picks or whatever for the right to get to T. Higgins. So we shall see where all that goes. I'm sure it'll all be worked out in the next few weeks. Or T. Higgins will be stuck here and he'll hold out and then we'll have a whole other issue on our hands. It's always fun when you have a star player sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah, and who does not want to be here, Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we shall see. Good times. Also, to answer that first question from the top, spring does start on election day at 11:09 p.m.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, very late in the night.
That's when the spring equinox. No.
Of
yes.
course.
Yes, spring equinox happens.
We're exactly 50%, I don't know.
Around the world. Or
whatever. Around the world in 80 days.
We'll call Randy and get those hands. That's Megan. I'm Stephen. We'll see you on your Wednesday.